But on breakfast, here's a question. Are you a patriotic shopper? Do you like to buy British wherever you can? Well, next year you'll be able to go to your local electrical or department store and buy a British washing machine for the first time since 2007. All this is down to a new Nacliffe-based firm, EBAC. It's hoped as well 300 jobs will be created. So how are they getting on with all of this? We sent our reporter David McMillan along to find out a little bit more.
Next autumn, a new British contender will line up alongside a host of foreign imports in electrical department stores across the country, vying for the right to take care of your dirty clothes. EBAC is bringing washing machine manufacturing back to the UK. Pamela Petty is the managing director who's taking a firm with little white goods experience into a very tough marketplace. She accepts some people think they may be a few spins short of a cycle.
First reaction whenever we say that we're going into white goods is at best an eyebrow raise, but kind of this belief that, well, how can you do it when nobody else can? When I started to investigate it, I think my expectation was that they'd come from China, because doesn't everything come from China now? When I actually looked at it, most of the washing machines came from Italy. That's not a lower cost base than here. Labour costs might be about the same, maybe more, slightly more expensive. And I should be able to buy the same things. We're in the EU. I should be able to buy the same components as Italians.
A huge number of brands are already competing for your money. Hotpoint, Hoover, Indesit, Beko, Bosch, Miele. So how can the Newton Aycliffe newcomer create a brand that people will be persuaded to try?
We're going to have a full range of washing machines. I'd like to think that our reputation will in some way speak for itself. The specification of our washing machines will match, if not better, the ones that are already out there. We were recently voted Which's Best Buy Dehumidifier, and hopefully we'll get that same accolade for one or more of our washing machines when they come out.
EBAC's entry into white goods took an unexpected shortcut this summer when the firm acquired Icetec brand freezers.
The business was already in liquidation, so we didn't buy the business, but we bought the production assets and we bought the brand and the design rights. I saw more than just some equipment there. I saw a great British brand, actually, of chest freezers with a great reputation.
People in the North East, in fact, people across the UK, may be inclined to support their local firm, but Pamela Petty believes any Buy British boost will be short-lived if the machines aren't built to last.
It would be really easy just to stick a Union Jack on it and hope that that gets the sales, but that wouldn't last very long. So we've got to back it up with something that, yes, the British angle might get people looking at us and talking about us in the first instance, but what will get them talking about us for years will be the design, the reliability and the quality of the washing machines that we'll put into the market.
So Newton Aycliffe built chest freezers should be on the market around the new year. Washing machines will roll off the production line next September. Pamela Petty expects you should be able to buy one at a leading electrical superstore near you.
Our washing machine will be world class, there's no doubt about it, and we'll be using components that the other manufacturers use. Hopefully, wherever you can buy a washing machine, you'll see an EBAC.